What is up, you amazing listeners and viewers tuning in from whichever platform you'd love to get your podcast from? I'm your host, Chronic, from the Cannabis Chronicles on all major streaming platforms, as well as the host of this wonderful show, Reviewing Ruderalis, brought to us by Atlas Seed and the Autoflower Review. Be sure to smash that like button and comment down below if you have any questions, and follow along from whichever platform you love to get your podcast from to show the sponsors of this show some major love, as they're the reason I get to blab to you guys every single Monday about everything, including autoflowers to cannabis cultivation, and sometimes a little more. So in today's episode is going to be an autoflower based episode, and one that I do get this question here and there, not as frequent as other questions, because most people do know what one-to-ones are in this day and age, but sometimes people don't. And so we're going to be talking about what one-to-one autos are, and are they worth the money? Now, before we begin, I will explain that I have had several one-to-one strains. So this isn't just me not talking from experience. I've grown one-to-ones. I think they're lovely. Okay, so what is a one-to-one? We're just gonna straight up answer. It is a one-to-one ratio of THC to CBD strain. So if there's 18% THC, there should be about 18% CBD roughly. So it's an equal part of CBD to the THCA molecule. Now, why is this important? Well, CBD activates certain receptors in the brain with THCA, and they work together to really make a very well-rounded medical experience. And to be quite honest, it's one-to-one strains can be a lot more potent on the effects of things and cause anxiety a little bit, you know, heavier for even, you know, dedicated and veteran smokers. I've accidentally taken too big of a dab off one-to-one strains before pressing my own rosin. And I'll tell you what, it does, like, I had to take that second of time to kind of recalibrate, eat some food and things like that. So one-to-ones are pretty potent. And I, when I say I'm a veteran, I'm willing to bet that I outsmoke 90% of people out there. I know everyone's always like, I can smoke. I do. Concentrate are a whole other ball game, and edibles are a whole other ball game. I could eat like 1,000 milligrams of medical gummies and be all right. So different, and that's not me just like trying to brag. It's just my tolerance is really high. So me saying a one-to-one hits hard, it hits pretty hard. The really wonderful thing about one-to-one strains are they grow exactly the same as any other autoflower. Okay, there's no difference from a one-to-one White Widow, like a White Widow CBD one-to-one versus a White Widow. The major difference is the White Widow CBD is going to be a lot more medically beneficial, and it's going to feel, if grown right, a lot more potent than the other, and that's due to the high amount of CBD. That CBD acts like that muscle relaxer. It straight up will put you into the couch and melt you away. It is very, very potent. So all in all, if you missed it, what are one-to-ones or one-to-tens or one-to-fives or one-to-twos? Basically, whenever you see a strain that says autoflower and it's a one, you know, one-to-two, one-to-one, one-to-five, whatever that is, generally the first one is THC and then the other number is like CBD. So it's just telling you the ratio of THC to CBD. So some strains are meant to be higher CBD strains. Some strains are meant to be higher THC strain, THCA strains. So generally, I really love one-to-one strains because it just makes it easier as far as like understanding the ratios for my brain. And I like the potency of one-to-ones. So I love them. That's one THCA to one CBD. So that means if it's a 25% strain, it should be 25% CBD and THC. That's wonderful. That's extremely potent. That means I can put my medically beneficial plants all in one garden and have my THCA and CBD, and I'm not having to grow different CBD plants for just my CBD. So that is a big bonus of growing one-to-ones. And as far as are they worth it, I know some places do, they cost a little bit more per seed. Yes. Okay, so are they worth it? 100%. They grow the exact same. Phenotype-wise, if they're bred properly and the genetics are quality and you're sourcing from good genetics like Atlas Seed, you're not going to have any issues. The Autoflower Review also has a ton of other you know, genetics and breeders that they review, and you can check them out on the Discord and see which work for you. But generally, as long as it's a good breeder, one-to-one strains are going to be wonderful. They're really easy to cultivate. If they're an auto-flowering plant, they're going to flower automatically in, you know, 30, 40 days and be done by 55, 65 days, and you'll have your consumption of medical grade smoke ready. But one-to-ones are great. There's, you know, especially if the breeder is using quality CBD, you really can tell a difference between certain breeders and their one-to-ones. But I've had probably one of my favorite strains of all time was a White Widow CBD that was a one-to-one strain. And it was really, really, really wonderful. I mean, super potent, just tasteful, so many wonderful effects, took care of all my pain, really, 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 really made me feel great. But yeah, I thought one-to-ones were absolutely wonderful. And then all the other ratios, the 10 to 1s or 1 to 10s or 1 to 20s or 20 to 1s or 1 to 2s or 2 to 1s, whatever the ratio it is. The ratio strains are fun, man. All it is just adding a little CBD into the mix along with the THC. So you could get super CBD heavy ones if CBD is really what you need, with just a little bit of THC to help activate the CBD, because full spectrum CBD actually has THCA in it. And that's how it's actually activated wholly in our brains and body, is with everything that is included in cannabis, which is THCA and CBD. So so full spectrum strains are wonderful to have and grow. So I would recommend any sort of ratio to a grower. If you're dealing with heavy pain, one-to-ones are really a nice place to start. If you don't know how much CBD you would want, one-to-ones are great places to start as well, because then if it's too much, you can back off. You can go more THCA. If you need more CBD, then you can go with more CBD heavy strains. So that's the cool thing. And there's so many variants of CBD one-to-one ratios, or one to whatever ratios, or just ratio strains out there, that really growing these strains, your choices are endless. And finding in like the right percentage of CBD for you per plant is actually not that hard. And heck, I mean, for really quality medicine that will be done in about 45 to 55 days, give or take the size of container, 65 if you're growing a big one, I mean, it's really not a no-brainer to go ahead and add a one-to-one strain to your setup. They're really, really great to grow, and they definitely hit hard. I'm a sucker for one-to-ones, I will say. I absolutely am. So that's my little spiel for today. It wasn't going to be a very long podcast. It was pretty quick. One-to-one strains, everyone pretty much knows what they are in this day and age. And if you don't, that's okay. I'm not like, haha, you don't know what it is. It's just simply the ratio of CBD and THC in the strain. And that's really where the whole full spectrum CBD comes into play. I think they're wonderful. I've cultivated them. They're really strong. I've definitely made some good rosin with them, and the herb is phenomenal, so I can't complain. And if you're wondering my personal favorite one-to-one strain, like I said, it was the White Widow CBD. I really love White Widow. I'm a sucker for it. So that was just one of my favorite autoflowers that I've grown. That was the CBD variant, so that was really cool. We also had a grapefruit autoflower that had I think roughly like 5% or 10% CBD in it, and it was really good too. So I enjoyed both of those, and I really like them, but the White Widow is definitely up there in my top 10 strains list that I've consumed, so I will have to give that autoflower credit where credit's due. So without further ado, be sure to like this podcast, comment down below if you've ever consumed a one-to-one and what your favorite one-to-one strain is, and be sure to follow along on whichever platform you're listening from so you never miss out on any episodes that we post of Reviewing Ruderalis, brought to us by Atlas Seed and the Autoflower Review. I'm Chronic from the Cannabis Chronicles on all major streaming platforms, and I'll be back every single Monday to teach you all about autoflowers, cannabis, and just psychedelic stuff in general, because sometimes we talk about that too. So much love, happy growing, and peace.